Hello and welcome to
Star 67 After Dark.
My name is Erica.
And my name is Malaysia.
And this is where we say the shit that others won't.
And this is
You okay?
Episode number 7.
What were we gonna do?
I was gonna flip it. Don't fucking judge me.
No, it's okay, because that's why I paused right before I said my name, because I forgot what the fuck my name was for a second, so it's all good. Just wild. So, I'm sipping on a Smirnoff. You know what? I was thinking we should stop promoting these fucking companies for
until they start paying us.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna say I'm sipping. I mean, I already told you, but I'm sipping today.
You didn't say what, though.
But I did say the name.
Yeah, but they don't know what exactly from Smirnoff. They have multiple products that they offer.
True. So, yes. I just choked. Anyways.
How have you been?
I don't know. I've been happy.
I know, I've seen.
But, like, I don't know why, because I still don't have a fucking job. I don't be doing shit.
We should do a series. Erica's Job Chronicles.
I mean,
we're gonna give you weekly updates until we find out what's gonna happen. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, this is the thing, and I was telling Malaysia this earlier, like, I stopped fucking looking for jobs. Because I just don't feel the need to. I don't know why I don't feel the need to, but I don't feel the need to. You okay?
Yeah, I let that sit, and it's getting warm, and like...
Oh, go get some ice or...
No, I'm good. I'll just chug it.
Sounds good to me. So, yeah, I don't know. It's wild, and I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stressed. I feel a level of calm. I feel like I'm wasting time because I'm not doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been promoting the podcast, but that's it.
Is it because you feel like you have so much time right now? Like, you could be doing a lot?
Like, so much shit?
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I could just go a job.
Mm-hmm.
But I just... You know, the obvious. But I just haven't felt the... Excuse me, fucking need to... I'm sorry, this shit is giving me the burps.
It's okay.
I just haven't felt the fucking need to.
Yeah.
The universe is sending me some crazy signs right now. I'm not really sure what to make of it. I've been telling them... I see the signs you're sending me, but can you make them more clear, please? Because mm-hmm. I don't know. So...
Oh, my God.
One of the fucking tarot cards I was listening to literally said, like, oh, you're just allowing the universe to do its thing. Like, you're putting all your trust into the universe.
Yeah. You're not trying to, like, take control and, like...
Yeah, which is... Because if you know me, I like to be in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And micromanage the fuck out of some shit.
Baby boss.
You know? That's why she calls us that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How have you been?
I've been good. I was a little overwhelmed, not gonna lie, this past week, just with, like, between working and, like, it was just so much going on, and I've been,
really?
Like, really, yeah, I've been really stressed and getting really frustrated and, like, easily aggravated, but, however, I have been doing a really good job at trying to control those emotions and not letting them dictate the outcome of certain situations.
Okay.
And I've been being a lot more positive, which I'm proud of myself, because I could have easily, like...
Fuck this.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm proud that how I've been handling the situations, and it's made me realize that that's me acting that way is going to help me get to where I need to be.
Okay.
You know, with, like, podcast work, financial, like, everything, you know?
I agree, because about I'd say, like, a year ago, maybe so, a year and some change, mm-hmm. I really, like, sat down and, like, came within myself and was like, I need to be a more positive person.
Mm-hmm.
If I catch myself in a negative thought, I need to turn that shit around. And I did that about a year ago, and that's... It makes a big-ass difference.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm, like, a better... more positive person.
Yeah.
But I also believe in, like, manifesting hella tough, because, I can see that shit. Like, it's a stupid example, but let me tell you an example. When I was younger, I said I want to be 5'7". I thought that was, like, the perfect height.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to be 5'7" and no taller. Now I'm 5'7", and I wish I was shorter. So, but...
There's that.
You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God, I want big boobs. Like...
Got big-ass titties,
out of nowhere, too, because, like, I was, like, really, like, I had no, I used to stuff my bra for, like, a long ass time.
Yeah.
And then now they overflowing. Like, I'm just like, okay, so, you know what I mean? That's a stupid example, but.
No, but every time that we're out, sorry to, like, steer off track a little, it's so fucking funny, because we'll be like, oh, there's a titty, there's a nipple ring, like, and you're just like, oh, let me fix it real quick.
Like, my boobs don't ever, like, they don't want to fucking stay in their fucking case, like, bitch.
But I'm so used to it now, I'm just like.
I know, it's sad, I think everyone is used to it.
I don't care, it doesn't bother me, like, it's not, like, well, boobs in general, nipples in general, I should say, they don't bother me, so yeah. If it comes out, I'm sort of like. I can sort of sense, like, if the person might feel a little uncomfortable, but with you, you're so just, like, who gives a fuck? Like,
I mean, listen.
You act like you ain't never seen titties
before. I'm pretty sure everyone has seen my nipple at this point, because they're always popping out. Fucking.
But you got cute nipples, too, so.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But no, like, to the point where people don't even fucking tell me anymore, and that's bad.
Because they already know.
But because they were telling me, like, oh, yeah, your whole boob was out during this event. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, yeah, I had to come and tell you. And I was like, how long was it out? And he was like, it was out for a minute. And you were standing in front of everyone talking. I was like, so no one wanted to fucking tell me? Like, and I was drunk. So I really was like,
yeah.
It's probably hot. And I was like, ooh, an extra breeze. It came out of nowhere. And that was probably when my fucking boob flopped out.
Oh, my God.
Just.
That's funny.
A mess. What were we talking? Oh, but anyways, yeah. So changing your way of thinking, like, is such a big thing. Like, yeah. I'm so adamant about it, because when I finally did it, like, the outcome of my life definitely started to change.
It was, like, weight lifted, huh?
And I guess maybe that's how I am now, right now. Like, I do genuinely, deep in my soul, like, it makes me, like, I get overwhelmed. That's what I've been doing. I've been getting overwhelmed a lot lately, and, like, overjoyed, because I just feel this, like, big positive thing is coming. Mm-hmm. To the point where, like, I'll cry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, wow. It's just, like, I feel it in my soul. Mm-hmm. Like, this is some crazy shit, like, I never experienced. Like, it literally makes me emotional, because I'm just, like, I'm crying because I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, and it hasn't even happened yet, but, like, I just fucking know this shit. Yeah.
And you know what's weird? Like, I don't feel it in that sense, but, like, how can I say it? I see myself in the very near future, like, close, being very financially stable, to where, like, everything is just sort of, like,
no money problems. Mm-mm.
Like, I could just, like, and it's so weird, because you would think, especially, like, and I don't know if it's because I'm paying off my debt, and I see that, like, going away, so, like, that also feels good, but, like, it in a weird way, it doesn't feel like it's tied to that at all. Like, it feels like it's something different, and, like, I just feel like I'm not gonna have to worry. But it's not to the extent where, like, I'm like, you know, but I'm just like, why the fuck do I feel like this? Like, am I being unrealistic? You know, but then I want to be positive and not put those negative thoughts in my head.
That's exactly how the fuck I am right now. That literally exactly what the fuck you just said. That is exactly how I've been, to the point where, but it's like, I'm like, all right, I'm really trusting the universe. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, the universe got rid of this job for me. Mm-hmm. So that way I had no ties to anything, and I would be free to easily transition into this next stage of life. So that's why because the reason why I got fired, we've established, is bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking the universe was like, you know what, the universe is prepping me for this, or I'm in transition. Mm-hmm. So the universe is prepping me for this new,
like, journey.
Lifestyle. Everything.
Yeah.
Because as we're talking, like, you know, with me and you, we don't have we have a good concept of money, but we don't have a small-minded concept to money.
No. And so, you would think that we fucking would, given, like, it's not like we were born into families with a lots of money. Well,
I've been on welfare.
I mean, it's weird though, because I've always had family members that made six figures, and I would see how they lived, and, like, so I knew that, but I've never personally experienced.
Yeah, so, like, I've always known what luxury things are, not by what's on TV, but because I've seen people have it. So, like, as we had this conversation last week, like, $1 million isn't a lot of money to me.
No. And that's what's fucking bad, is, like, you would think being in, like, growing up in our childhood, we'd be like, oh, if I had $1 million, like, I'd be set. But, like, to me, that's not my goal at all.
Like, I need $300 million, and I'll be satisfied.
Yeah.
Like, that, and that's but I'm just like, okay, But even as a little kid, people used to tell me, oh, like, once you get a job and pay bills, you'll start to learn the value of money. Guess what?
Made it worse.
The way I was when I was little, it's even worse now. So I just think, like, you know, my whole life is preparation for this next thing that's coming.
And you know what's weird? I've been wanting to start purchasing a lot of higher-end artworks and, like, sculptures.
I've been into interior design lately.
Me too, dude. Tough. Yes. Oh my god.
I'm always looking on Instagram.
Sorry, I just YouTube. Got really excited because, like, I feel like I'm fucking crazy sometimes.
What I tell you, you will feel like the least crazy person around me, okay? You will feel sane around me because I'm fucking, I'll be out there sometimes.
And, like, especially with my job, I have to be careful with what I say, but, like, I've been in the Foothills area a lot recently with work, and, like, I was there last night, and I was just thinking, like, I know I would always be like, oh, this bitch is bougie, like, la 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 la.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, because I remember when I had first met you, you were saying, like, you were looking at houses in the Foothills area, so, like, I had the chance to actually be out there and, like, see what it was about, and, like,
Nice, but it's really not, like, grand.
No, but, like, I've been, like, I've always been about, like, downtown artsy scene and all that, and I still am, but I see myself drifting more towards, like, does that make, like, Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, like, more, like, in that area, but still trying to keep, like, the same.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm making sense. No, but it's, like, weird. Like, that I'm, like, because I've always been, like, oh, if I live downtown, I'm gonna be very minimalist and, like, not spend a lot of money, but now I'm like, that doesn't seem like what I want. Like, so that's not what I want.
What's crazy is, so there's only, I look at places downtown, but the places I look at downtown are like condos, not
same,
and like lofts and shit.
Yeah,
but I'm like, that's for a single person, and I don't plan on being a single person forever. So, like, that whole, like, loft vibes, that shit's cool, but, like, not forever.
Yeah.
So, in the houses, like, this is a part of my manifesting. I started this shit fucking, oh my god, years ago. Because I think I was in my first car, the car I just showed you.
Yeah.
I used to drive over there. Yeah, I was in the fuck, that's crazy. That was in that first car that I ever had, which was a 97 Honda Accord, beat up, whatever. bought it for, like, $2,000 or some shit when I was in high school. So I used to drive, or I still do. Whenever I need to, like, clear my mind, I drive through the foothills and just manifest. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is where I'm meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to work towards. And I was like, I want a new car. I want a house over here. And then, you know, I've gotten new cars, and you know what I mean? So I'm like, what's next?
Yeah.
A house, you know?
Yeah.
And I've always moved closer and closer to the foothills.
Slowly but surely, it's like you're getting there.
Closer, because I've lived this is the third place I lived in Ahwatukee.
Oh, okay.
And each one is closer and closer to the foothills. So that's just kind of... But I have been looking at houses in Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, too.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. They're everything. But it's just so far to me.
Yeah.
Where that's why I like the foothills. Because it's secluded. But like, so everything is right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of, like, have Ahwatukee, like,
that set. That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
See, the only place that I would want to move downtown, and I already, like, told Alex and everything, I was like, if we ever move downtown, there's a specific skyrise that I want to live in, and we need to live on, like, it's a 30-story skyrise. It's called Mink.
Mm-hmm. And I think I've seen that. Yeah.
I've looked at, like, the pricing and everything, and I was like, and I still want to move there at one point. Like, I want to just experience it.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's the only place I'll move to.
I don't remember the name of it, but it's like a brick building. Like, the outside looks like old, like a 1920 style building, but inside they completely remodeled it. And it's townhouses within this skyrise.
Oh, really?
So it's like a two-story townhouse within the skyrise, and it's fucking
beautiful.
Well, I was looking, the whole building is for sale.
Oh, really?
At like $20 million or
something. Yeah, I bet.
But I was looking at the units within it. This is how fucking crazy I am. Why the fuck I would look at $20 million real estate?
I do that all the time.
Beyond me. Yeah. But I was looking at the units within the development or whatever. And
nice.
I was like, it's fucking beautiful. Like, a single girl's dream.
Yeah. perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's elegant. It's beautiful. It's very clean. Yeah. Like, white appliances and, like, ooh, marble. It's
yes.
fucking, and it's upstairs, downstairs. Amazing.
Dude. That,
yes. It's beautiful. And it's, like, maybe I'll just have, like, a spot. But, like, I feel like, you know how people have, like, their house in, like, a spot downtown? But Arizona's not big enough.
Yeah,
to have, for, like, LA, like, if you live in Calabasas and then have a spot yeah, downtown, obviously. That makes sense.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah, but Arizona, it's, like, there's no point to yeah. that. Because I was like, oh, I'll just have, like, a house in a spot downtown, but it doesn't make sense.
You know what's weird, though? Even, like, I want a house, but I don't want the commitment of having a mortgage and all that. Because I know even if you have money, like, a lot of people, yes, they buy their houses, but they still have some sort of mortgage in their yeah. house just because you want to invest that money into the equity and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's what I'm struggling with because I want a house and I want to have a home, but I like the idea of having, like, just a loft or a condo or a townhouse I can go to and, like, I don't have to worry about that commitment of,
yeah, you know? I feel it.
You and know, the maintenance of it. Like, I don't want to have to fucking take care of a lawn or worry about it. Even that's paying why someone.
You, yeah. So but that's like, why you pay people.
I don't want to have to, like,
do that.
Like,
I have a fucked up mentality for my grandmother. She, it was always like, that's why you pay people to do it. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you know, she had a fucking, she had a person for everything, and she yeah. paid people to do all of it.
Yeah.
So I guess I have that mentality, too. Like, my mom, she's bugged me to wash my car, and I was like, I'll just pay someone to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fucking do it. I'll yeah. pay someone to do it, which I usually do, but she ended up washing my car yesterday.
She was like, no.
Yeah, and I was just like, I felt bad, because I was yeah. like, that's a lot of work, and I'd rather just pay someone to do it.
Yeah.
So I get it, because I have that same mindset for cars, because I'm like, yeah, like, it's dope to buy a car, but I like leasing cars.
Yeah.
Because, one, you can always have the newest edition.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you can customize lease cars.
Yeah.
Three, a lot of the times I buy a bundle. Even the car I have now is not leased, but the one before mm-hmm. was. But you can buy packages where, like, maintenance and all that shit comes with the package, yeah. so you don't gotta worry about that. Like, I never had to pay for an oil change. Tires, I never had to pay for that.
Yeah.
It all came with the car.
Yeah.
So that's why, because I kind of have that same, you know, a lot of people front or talk shit like, oh, your car's leased, you didn't buy it. I don't really think there's a problem with leasing a car.
See, that's what my dad does. And growing up, my mom had always told me, oh, like, your dad doesn't own his cars. Yeah, he drives nice cars, but they're not his. And that's why I had a bad image of it. But yeah. then when, like, I started talking to you about it, and, like, I even looked into it after you had told me, and I was, like, educating myself on it, and I was like, it makes sense, especially, like, if you plan on traveling a lot, like, why purchase a car that you're not even going to really use? Like, yeah. if you only need it for when you're in town, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, or if you don't even like to drive that much, you yeah. know, if you take a lot of Ubers or Lyfts, like, you want it more so for just special occasions, like,
yeah.
or even if you just don't want that fucking commitment, if you're not sure if you want this car, you know, like, exactly. long term.
Like, the only cars I would buy would be, like, classic cars.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's an investment.
Yeah, that holds value.
Yeah.
But new cars, I really don't think there's any point to buying a new car. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just lease it.
Yeah.
Especially me, I plan on having fucking 3-4 cars. Fuck.
And it's cheaper. Like, the monthly payment normally.
Depends. Yeah. It depends, yeah. But that's just me. Yeah. I don't think there's a problem with leasing cars.
Yeah.
I think it's dope because you can, it's like the new iPhone. Trade that bitch and get a new one. That's how I lease all my phones.
And you can, I do that too. I lease my phone too.
Yeah.
But you, when you lease a car, you can choose how long you want to lease it for, correct?
Mm-hmm. And typically,
like,
yeah.
And when that time comes, you can, I know they have the you option to buy it, or if you want to just trade it in and lease another one.
Exactly.
Okay.
And same thing with the iPhones. That's how I always have the newest iPhone, because I lease them.
Thinking about doing.
And that's what I did. I traded in. Gave them my old phone, got the new phone.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with shit, if they could do that. But you know, with me, like, we're talking, like, it's always the newest technology. I'm a technology junkie. Yeah. So same thing with cars. I want the newest technology. Same thing with phones. I want the newest technology. Shit, if they could lease laptops, bitch, I would do that too. You know what I mean?
Okay, but I did get an iPad, and I only paid, we're going to be leasing it for $450, but I'm going to just pay it off because I don't feel like having a bill for it, yeah. especially if I could just pay the $450.
They were trying to get me to get one, and it was like $25. The iPad was free,
yeah.
but the service on it was $25 a month.
Yeah, that's what we're $20 a month.
So, but I was like, I have a MacBook. I have fucking 2 iPhones. Yeah. I don't need an iPad.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah.
Well, I got it for the baby. But I want to go back and get...
What service do you have?
Verizon.
Oh, okay.
I want to get the iPad Pro. Just because you could draw. And for Alex, like... Yeah. I know he doesn't listen to this, so I'm good. But I want to get it for his birthday. Because, like, I feel like it'd be perfect for him. May 22nd.
Oh.
My little Gemini.
Good luck. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he's a Gemini Taurus cusp, so it balances it out.
Okay.
But it sucks when, like, I'm more my Capricorn and he's Gemini because we fucking clash. But when I'm, like, my Taurus and, like, or when he's his Taurus and I'm, like, my more Aquarius.
Yeah. You're a cusp too, huh?
Yeah, I'm an Aquarius Capricorn cusp.
I think that would be difficult because I feel like you'd be
I feel bipolar.
Exactly.
I know I'm not bipolar. And
I am.
I'm not saying
it. I think I am.
Yeah, you are. I'm not saying it because I know people tend to, like, try and clock you and be like, oh, you're making fun of bipolar disorder. And it's like, no, I'm not saying that I'm literally bipolar. I'm just saying that I fucking change.
Feel.
Yes,
yeah.
Because I can feel, like, my energy shifting.
And, like, my aunt used to tell me she thinks I have, like, borderline personality disorder, mm-hmm. which I probably do. I know I have anxiety. I know I have depression.
Oh, yeah, I have hella bad anxiety.
Yeah, like, oh my god. And it's a constant fucking struggle all the time with myself. Let me just tell you, it is bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. I wanted to discuss our title because we've never actually talked about our title. So it's obviously Star 6-7 After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who, I'm like, dude, I've been explaining this to people who are older than me. So I'm like, I thought you would know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Star 6-7. So, like, back in the day, shit, I still Star 6-7 people to this day. Last time I did it was yesterday.
See, I just fucking deny everything. I don't like having to talk over the phone if I don't have to.
Well, so, like, Star 6-7 is, like, if you want to block your number. So, like, say your man ain't picking up your calls or whatever.
It says unavailable
or like, unknown.
ID.
Yeah. So, it blocks your number. So, that way, the person you're calling can't see your number.
Or they can't Star 6-9 you and call you back and figure out who the fuck called
them.
Can
you still Star 6-9?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because that was blocked. Only on landline. No. I mean, like, today. Can you Star 6-9
people? I don't know.
Because I know Star 6-9 was only for, like, landlines.
Call me and let's try it.
Okay. We're live demo.
Let's see if it works. But, yeah, because landlines... But I feel like it won't work because we have caller ID. That Star 6-9 was when caller ID didn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
So just...
Welcome to Verizon
Wireless. No,
it doesn't work.
Okay.
But so
Star
landlines.
Only landlines. But okay. Star 6-7 does still work. So
today.
So to this day, landline, iPhone, whatever. So like if you Star 6-7 and then the number you're calling, your number appears blocked to the person you're calling.
Mm-hmm.
And then After Dark, because...
It explains it's going to be explicit.
Yeah, exactly. After Dark means explicit. So...
Yeah.
It's just kind of cool, something different, I guess.
It's fun.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I still use Star 6-7.
Bitch, you can make me start using it now.
Well, I mean, I don't, like, the only reason I used it yesterday is because, so I have a fake number as well. It's just a lot, okay?
She got a burner number.
Yeah, I got a burner number because, you know.
There's reasons, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I be doing some other stuff and people can't have my real number, so... That fake number wasn't working, so I had to call for my real number, but I didn't want them to have my real phone number, so I had to Star 6-7, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was funny, because they're like, damn, like, your phone is so much clearer, like, the quality, damn, I'm really glad you got a new phone, and I was like,
if only you knew.
Yeah, because I, like, the, yeah, so, both takes a drink.
Tea.
The tea, but, dude, yeah, I've had that fucking fake burner number for, like, some years, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, we gotta talk about that in an episode.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've only ever used the texting apps, the fake texting apps.
It is a texting app.
Oh, it is? But you could call. Okay.
Yeah. Which I was, like, I always wanted to know, like, if it, because there's some of them, if you call, mm-hmm. like, if you don't answer, it'll say, oh, thank you for using the text now solutions or something like that. And I wonder if mine does that, but I don't know. But anyways,
once it gets fixed, what we'll do is you'll call me from it, and then I'll...
No, it ran out of minutes.
No, we'll download a different app or whatever you have to do, and we'll try it live.
No, I have it.
Oh.
I still have it.
Oh.
But the thing is...
Do you have to pay to add minutes, or...?
I've never before, but I've been taking a lot of calls lately, so shit. I've had to...
They're like, hold up, bitch, you're using us to
minutes
your...
remaining, zero.
Oh, fuck.
Which, it's not bad, it's like... $1.99 for 100 minutes.
So, well over an hour. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, let's try it one of these days.
Yeah, I think I'm... Or you can, like, watch a video or some shit.
And it adds to your banking balance. Like your
Get whatever. So, anyways. But that's why our title is our title. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it's something... And it's, like, also kind of like a... Like a retro, even our sign is a little like throwback, like 90s retro type.
It's cute as fuck.
It is.
Oh, by the way, we will be uploading our first YouTube video. By the time you guys hear this, it will already be up, but it will be next week. So it'll be October, like the beginning week of October. So if you are listening to this currently, just go on our YouTube channel and look up the vlog so you guys can watch it, and then we'll be continuously uploading the podcast and the vlogs as well,
and some other shit. We do another video ideas,
and
besides
we will
vlogs.
Be linking our personal YouTube channels as well, so that way you guys can follow that if you want to see just more one-on-one type shit.
Yeah, because we're like, I have some ideas for myself.
Yes, same.
So yeah, it'll be dope.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We have a lot of shit coming. I know we keep saying stay tuned, but this shit is a process. Like, I give props to all the fucking people that have this as a full-time career, which this will be soon. But it's like, it is a fucking investment that you're making, and it's very time-consuming and very, like, you have to be patient, so.
Hell yeah.
Just be patient. We love you.
So, I found out.
Yes.
I have a new addiction. Well, it's not new, but I've always had this addiction, but I just finally found out what the fuck it is.
Yes.
So, I have, like, an addiction to oral asphyxiation.
You, like, shit in your mouth?
Yeah.
Like, different objects, or just...
So, like, people who smoke, sometimes they're addicted to the nicotine, but sometimes they're addicted to that, like, oral asphyxiation.
The motion of, like...
Yeah, like, put, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I noticed I chew gum a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. And what else was it? Oh, and then, like, when I do start to smoke, I'll get, like, addicted and, like, I'm always having to smoke because it's just, like, I'm always needing something in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
But then I can quit it. You know what I mean?
So, it's only when you, like...
When I start.
Yeah.
And then
when you catch yourself and then you're sort of, like, wait, like...
Yeah, and then I, like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, because I've been having some, like, addictive, like, with smoking again. So.
See, I don't really know too much. I just know it has something to do with always wanting something, like.
In your mouth.
In your mouth. Yeah. Ow.
So, like, I do notice, like, I chew gum a lot. Because it's, like, I need to. Maybe that's why I talk so fucking much. Like, I just always need my mouth to be moving or something.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah. Or I'm just, like, annoying and fucking talk too much. I don't know. Could be
one or the other.
But, yeah, I just have that, like, oral asphyxiation, like, I've learned, which is wild. I thought there was, like, something else, but I don't really remember, too, like, why I came up with that. I think it was just, like, because I started smoking again recently. Mm. And, did you see that video I posted where I was, like, space cadet high? I found that video on my phone.
No, okay, so I watched it, but I'm fucking silent because Art was taking a nap.
Oh.
So I need to go back and rewatch it if it's still up, because...
I think it is.
I seen your thing, and you're like, this shit is so funny, or like, whatever you said, and I was like, I need to see this.
Yeah, it was crazy. Sorry.
Space Cadet High. Okay, girl. As we're on the subject of that, I don't think I talked about this, or maybe I did, I don't know. Might be repeating myself. But I took an edible.
When?
This was a couple weeks back.
Okay.
And it was 30 milligrams, so it was 25%.
You're crazy.
THC, and then it said 5%, like, just weed. So I don't know if they put, like, actual, like, weed, you know, nugs in it. So, I took it, and it was little, so I took the whole thing. It was, like, that big. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't anything crazy. It was super good, too. Like, you could...
Was it, like, a cookie, or...?
Yeah, it was a cookie. Okay. And I drank almond milk with it. No, I drank the Ripple milk, which is way better.
Ripple?
It's pea milk. It's what? Made from peas.
Is it green?
No, but it's super bomb. It's my number one milk alternative right now. And it has a lot of protein, so it's good.
I need to try that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have it at Target, weird. And it's $3.99 right now, so.
Pea milk.
Yeah. It sounds funky, obviously. Yeah. It's not fucking piss, but, well, it's yeah. just because, you know, with almond milk, like, they're saying it's really bad for the environment because,
is
like,
it?
Yeah, why? Like, the whole, like, growing of the
almonds
and, like, how rapidly they're trying to produce them, like, it's bad for, like, global warming and all that.
Oh,
so
shit.
They're saying, yeah, they're saying to drink other alternatives if you can. So well, that's like, my favorite right now.
I'll try that because I know like coconut milk and like cashew milk, they're too thick.
Oh, okay.
I notice. And yeah. silk, or like not silk,
have you had
skim?
Hemp milk?
Hemp?
Yeah.
No.
That shit's fire. Try that.
And then I know, what's the fucking one? Soy. It's like watery yeah. and like soy's not good for you.
No, it's not.
But I honestly don't. Like, have any milk. Like, because I don't eat cereal or anything, so, like, I don't really have a need for it. Every once in a while, I'll buy almond milk, but, like...
Yeah. Well, I like to put the Ripple in, like, smoothies and whatnot. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, is it, like, thick, or is it the same, like, consistency of regular?
It can be on the more thicker side.
Okay.
But it's not to where... When you eat it, like, you don't taste the thickness. Like, when you pour it, you can see that it's a little bit thicker.
Okay.
But once you start to drink it, it tastes, like, regular. Like,
okay. Yeah. That's not bad.
But, so I took the edible, and I was sitting there, and I was like, well, maybe it won't kick in. Like, the baby was already going down for the night, so I was like, cool, like, I'm just gonna chill, you know, relax.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. When I tell you, I was like, oh, fuck.
Really?
I was like, oh, fuck. I went into the bathroom because I was like, am I that high right now? Like, yeah. am I really that high? My eyes were so fucking red.
Fuck.
I was so fucked up. Like, wow. When I tell you I haven't been that high, like, I've never been that high. Like, I was analyzing everything.
Fuck.
But, like, it wasn't to the extent where I was, like, freaking out. Because you know how sometimes you start to, like, freak out because you're like, oh,
I only
God.
Did that on one edible and I'll never have them motherfuckers again, I swear to God.
But, like, I would do it again. That's why, like, yeah. I had a good experience, but I was, like, I was faded as fuck.
That's why the edibles we have, dude, they make us fucking hallucinate.
That's scary.
No, it's so fun.
And you know what's funny is you say that, but you're like, I don't think I can ever do, like, shrooms or acid.
Fuck no.
But you're over like, yeah, it's fun, like,
yeah, hallucinating because,
off
like,
these edibles.
It's because, I don't know. I just, it's fun. But, like, I haven't been smoking weed, by the way. I've been smoking other shit.
I haven't been smoking weed either.
Dude, I haven't smoked weed in, like, probably 2 months.
I haven't smoked weed in, like, a week and a half.
A week and a half? No, I just haven't smoked weed in, like, 2 months, but I've been talking about, like, I've been smoking other shit. Not cigarettes.
No, I'm
but.
Fucking lying. I smoke after I get out of work.
Oh, this girl.
No, but like, I want to do tolerance breaks because I notice, like, I start to smoke, like,
a lot.
And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to feel like I constantly need a smoke to maintain that high that I want to be at.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, let me just chill for a little so that way I can go back
to... I feel
to,
it, though. Because yeah. I've definitely been like that where I was like, damn, like, you having to smoke some shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how people go...
And, like, I like to smoke the cartridges because it's convenient being a mom and whatnot. So, like, it's cool when you gotta take, like, 3 hits, 4 hits, and you're good. But when it comes to where you're, like, legit hitting it, like, if it's a blunt and you're just like...
Damn.
Yeah, that's where I'm like, okay, let me chill. Like, I'm
just put this down now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I really want to take... So, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
my cousin's having a party for her other kid.
Which seems like her parties are notorious.
Yeah, like, kids' birthday parties in general over there, just always some shit. Just any parties over there in general.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so... I don't know. It depends on how the night goes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You might take one?
Yeah. Because, I don't know. It depends on, I'm just so anxious, and I don't want to hype it up.
Yeah.
Or get too hyped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, for tomorrow? But, I mean, I'm gonna have a good time either way, but I just, like, I don't know what the vibe's gonna be.
Yeah.
I don't know who's gonna be there. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna react. Like, I just don't know what the fuck's gonna go on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm, like, fucking anxiety, dude. I'm having, like, anxiety a little bit. Like, I wasn't, but now, like, thinking about it, I was like, damn, I'm starting to have a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah, as, like, it gets closer and
especially because, like, tomorrow's, like, cosmically, like, it's a super new moon. And fucking my tarot cards are saying some wild-ass shit. You feel me? And I'm just like, yeah.
Breaking news. Erica has been processed downtown.
Hell no. For what? For what?
I don't even want to think about the possibilities of how really, that title.
Like, so many fucking possibilities.
Yeah.
Like, it could be beating somebody's ass, like, a couple people. Like,
it could be for fire.
like, just, like, a lot.
I hate that arson just popped up in my head arson? So quick. Yes, and I was like, fuck.
And I didn't just say lighting someone on fire. Like, you know, it's a birthday. There's going to be candles, flames.
Anything could happen. Let's just say that.
Yeah, so I'm just so fucking sad they're not getting a bounce house. And I told my fucking cousin.
Why?
And I was like, dude, I would have gave you the money. And that she was like, I'm not trying to take your money. And I was like, bruh, it's for my entertainment.
Take it.
Like, oh, fuck.
Dude,
so,
that makes me bummed.
I know.
Bounce houses are fun. I had one at my baby shower, and
we usually have one every
fucking lit as fuck. Every birthday. When, like, the kids are gone and, like, asleep, and, like, it's just the adults, like,
yes,
even being pregnant, I was, like, having so much fun watching everyone.
I have a lot of videos of us just drunk as fuck in bounce houses, and it's just us adults, and it's the best time ever.
Yeah, I have gotten in a bounce house drunk, never mind.
Yeah,
I was in high school, but I was definitely fucked up, and it was during the winter time, so
yeah,
it was even more fun.
Well, so the last party she had, there was a bounce house, and That bounce house saw some action. Because from my understanding, it wasn't me, bitch.
Oh, what's
from
that?
From my understanding, there's somebody up in there straddling somebody. They was making out, and they weren't having sexual relations, but you know,
damn near borderline.
And the thing is, the girl was my friend. I was the one who brought her there.
Aww.
She was on straddling some guy that I know, and they was in there by themselves, and I was like,
ooh.
I was doing my own thing, so I was like, let her
do
her, okay?
Did she, well, you're not saying names, so I guess you could sort of say, did she end up hooking up with them?
She's a virgin still.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's cool. I respect that, dude.
She's one of two friends of mine that are virgins, and I tell them both the same thing. I tell them sex is overrated. It's overrated. It is,
but when you have really good sex, it's just it like...
It is. No, it's great. It's amazing. I'm saying, like, if I knew what sex is now, like, I probably would have waited longer.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, if I could wait until, like, okay, if I would have known losing my virginity, especially how I did, like, I would have totally waited until, like, Alex came in the picture, because I would have been like... I think, no, but I think I would have been way more freakier. I think it would have expanded into a whole nother level.
Really?
Yeah, just because, like, Alex is already very, like, he likes his shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, I like my shit. So, like, if I would have met him and, like, he exposed me to that stuff, like, it would have been bad.
I don't know. I don't know if there's, like, any one person, like, currently I would have loved to wait for.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the experiences I've had were needed.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely would have waited a lot longer because, well, even when I had sex the first time, I didn't have sex again for maybe like a year or two after. Because after I lost my virginity, because I was like, first I was like, what the fuck is, I don't get the hype.
Yeah.
Then I had sex with somebody else and I was like, oh, I understand.
Makes sense,
yeah. But, I mean, I tell them both, like, sex is overrated, like, you could wait, it's nothing.
It's cooler when you do find someone who's on that same page as
level,
you.
Yeah,
just because, like...
No, it is, for sure, yeah.
I was, like, especially on Twitter, you always see those things of, like, people, like, constantly commenting on what other kinks people have. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, not every kink is going to be for you, but when you have that person that has the same kinks that you like have, it's like...
I feel like I have really, like, vanilla kinks.
I do too, but to an extent... No.
Like, there's some people who like some wild shit.
Oh, yeah. No, there's some stuff where I'm sort of like, and I don't hate on it, but I just...
Yeah, not at all.
I might try, but...
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not, like, I won't be ready for that until I'm older. Because some of that stuff is, like, just very, like...
You gotta be comfortable with yourself and with your partner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I don't hate on it, but there's a lot of stuff I'm like, I might try that in the future, but currently, no. Like, it doesn't intrigue me to that extent where I'm like, let me try that.
Well, I used to think, like, my kinks were, like, wild and out there until I, like, really learned about some shit. And I was like, okay, I'm, like, vanilla.
Yeah.
Like,
for... No, I'll say I'm vanilla, but I do, like, there's some stuff that I really do like.
Vanilla. Because, like, I love vanilla. Like, my favorite ice cream is vanilla. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even like chocolate ice cream. Yeah. But, like, you know, people are like, oh, that's vanilla. But, vanilla's popping to me, so.
How I see it, if you are able to achieve orgasm and you and your partner are both satisfied at the end, then what the fuck matters? Exactly. What you choose to do to achieve that,
as long as it's consensual.
Yes. And my thing is, I feel like a lot of people now that a lot of like sex like sexual stuff is coming to light and people are more comfortable talking about it, now they're trying to shame a lot of people from what they like. And it's like, okay, but you're sort of doing the same thing that people have done to you. So it's like, people are gonna like what they like. Not everyone is gonna be into like crazy shit, and you need to understand that.
But that's this shit, like, a lot of this shit's been around for forever. It's just because social media is exposing the shit. But, like, people have, like, golden showers.
Yeah.
I'm sure bitches was doing that in the 1800s. Yes. You know what I mean?
Way before then.
Yeah, so.
That is nothing new.
Yeah, but, like, that was just an example. I've never done it or
given it, received
or nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know. That, to a lot of people, that's, quote, vanilla.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which
is wild. Yeah.
Like, there's some other shit I didn't see, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That ain't for me, but good for you, boo.
I just, like, it's just weird. Well, maybe there's, like, I notice all nowadays there's, like, people feel the need to hate to feel, like...
What do they say?
Like, oh, I'm cool, or, like, I'm hip, and I'm current, and I'm running with the cool crowd, and it's like, okay, just because you're hating on what someone else likes doesn't fucking make you look cool, or make you sound edgy, or whatever the fuck you're wanting
Isn't
to achieve.
Isn't hate, like, fear and lack of knowledge? That's what hate is.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Like, a lack of knowledge.
I think...
Or fear, some shit like
Let
that.
Let me look it up.
I mean, because, like, you know, when you don't fully know about something, is quick to be hate it or dismiss it, you know what I mean?
And I also feel a lot of people, how can I say this, I lost my train of thought, like they do that because I feel like it's because lack of knowledge, because they like online it's so easy to say, oh, this is what I'm into and I do this and I do that, but really, like, probably don't even fucking do half of this shit. Mm-hmm. Unless you're posting videos of you actually, like, doing what...
Yeah.
And maybe that could sound very ignorant of me to even say that. But it's just sort of like, I feel like a lot of people just hate because, one, they are not educated on the topic. Two, they are, like... They want to fit this mainstream society of what people think it's cool, you know?
And I can even take that a step further. So I was watching, Chelsea Handler did a documentary on...
Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
On Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
About white privilege.
Yeah.
Did you watch that one?
Mm-hmm, I watched it.
So there's mixed reviews about it because people were saying, like, towards the end of the documentary, she was trying to prove her blackness because she dated that black guy.
I felt like it was her going back to her younger years and just acknowledging where she sort of started from, you know, and how it continued to,
like,
progress.
And I think she was adding a personal element.
Yeah, of her own personal, like, what she's done with her privilege and how she's used it to her advantage.
Due to her lack of knowledge, she wasn't aware that herself was benefiting from white privilege. I believe white privilege is definitely a thing.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's tricky because if you couldn't tell now, by now, I tend to date a lot of white guys, mm-hmm. or have involvements, whatever. For me, I always thought, like, I've never had that conversation with any of them, mm-hmm. but, like, for me, it's like, if we were to have kids, like, having to have that talk with them, like, you know, your kid is going to have black in them, and mm-hmm. you have to be aware of how society is towards black people. Like, yeah, you can have friends or whatever, but you have to really, like, understand it. Mm-hmm. And I think, and even, like, I'll give an example. The last one I was with, I remember I was outside, mm-hmm. and his neighbor, a black guy, was staring hard as fuck at me. And I just, like, didn't understand why. I was, like, minding my own business. I think I just, like, went to get something from my car. Mm-hmm. I went back inside, and I, like, told the guy. And he was like, oh, he's probably wondering how a white guy could get you. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, is it that? Mm-hmm. Or is it something else?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, and I know this goes into, and you could probably relate, too, because you're in a biracial relationship. Mm-hmm. And I've been in many biracial relationships. There's always this, like, and I have a, you know, I'm a fucking hypocrite. Mm-hmm. I'll say that out loud because, but I think the reason why I'm a hypocrite is from personal things. I definitely, when I see a black guy with a white girl, I look at them a little.
Oh yeah,
I look at them sideways. Yeah. Even though, yes, I'm other things besides black, but a black girl typically with a white guy, I think that's perfectly okay. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason why I look at that is because, like, I know a white guy who. Or a couple white, black guys that target white women. Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't make me, it just makes, like, because I know your mindset behind it.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean, because when,
sorry, we're going there.
Yes, okay. And I just want to say, these are my own personal views and opinions and exactly. personal experiences with it, and I know it's, doesn't relate with everyone, so just be mindful of that, and if I do offend you, I apologize, but I'm speaking from my personal experiences and my personal views of the situation.
Exactly.
So when it comes to that, like, and it's been shown just by what people, like, with social media altogether, so I notice when black men date white women or a woman of a different ethnicity or mm-hmm. race, whatever background, that is not black,
yeah.
they always have to highlight, oh, my girl is this, and I'm happy she's not black because if she was black, she would act like this. They always need to compare their girl to a black woman and how a black woman, they have to put them in negative light.
Exactly, like, and I think that's the main difference between a woman who is black dating outside of her race.
We never need to compare a black man to yeah, the person that we're dating because exactly. it's irrelevant. Like,
because I always, you're fucking right. And I didn't even notate that until now. Black men always want to degrade black women.
In the process of lifting up their non-black woman.
I've never seen a black woman degrade a black man to lift up her partner who was not outside black. Of her yeah. race.
And that's my issue with it, and that's why I give that side eye, because in the back of my head, when I see the couples, a black man with a non-black woman, it sort of questions my head, is he doing it because of colorism, because how he was raised, because he doesn't want his daughters to come out with nappy hair, or yeah. he wants colored eyes, and, like, yeah. you know, he wants them to have a lighter skin complexion, or is he really with the person because he genuinely, that's just who he loves.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's yeah. just, I just noticed that online, and I don't get it, because the whole time I've been with Alex, I've never felt the need to bring up, mm-hmm. oh, like, prior to Alex, I was with a black man from Chicago, you yeah. know, so it's like, I could easily compare the two and be like, oh, you know, Alex is so much better, and, you know, blah, 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 but like,
that's not based on their
no,
race.
It has nothing to do with
yeah.
this color, their skin, their background, like, it has nothing to do with that. That's who they are as an individual, and, like, those are their morals, you know, and that has nothing to do with that. And that's where it's like, it seems like us as black women, or being even mixed, because I'm not a full black woman, like, yeah. we know how to not, we don't correlate the two, because there's no correlation at all. And yeah. it seems like, for some reason, and it, I know it's not all black men, and I shouldn't even have to say this because if the shoe fits, wear it, but if it doesn't, don't be offended.
Exactly.
It seems like they can't fucking, they need to correlate everything, and there's no fucking correlation at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking agree, and I didn't even realize that until now, and you're absolutely right. Like, I think that's the main difference, and I think that because I've seen firsthand, I know black men firsthand that will not even look at a black woman. Mm-hmm. And it's like, motherfucker, your mom's black. So you think, do you think she's disgusting and all this
but
shit too?
But that's what's weird is they always put their mom on a pedestal. That's true. My black queen, my black this, my black that. And it's like, where's that energy for these black women out here?
That's true. That's true. That's true.
That's what I don't, like, it's mind-boggling
to me.
But then
to me, because it almost, like, I've definitely dated other, prior to the white guy I was just with, I was with a guy who was black and Asian. Before that, he was full black. Mm-hmm. So, but typically my, quote, type is a white guy. And there's a bunch of different specs to that. But I always thought, like, damn, do I have, like, is there something fucking wrong with me? Do I have some type of mental illness? But it's just, it could, honestly, I think it's just plain and simple. It's just what I'm attracted to, and that's it.
And that's the thing, is a lot of people need to understand just because someone is attracted to a certain type, it doesn't mean that they're against their race or other races. It's just that's what they fucking like. That's exactly who they're attracted to, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Because then I could be called, I don't know what the fucking name against short people is, but I typically tend to date guys a lot taller than me.
Yeah.
Have I dated guys my height or shorter? Yes. But my, quote, type is guys who are taller than me.
But the thing is, you're not sitting up there putting down those other types. Yeah. You have a set type of, you know, if you see this person, you're gonna be like, I'm attracted to them. But if you happen to come across someone else, like, you don't deny your feelings or connection with them. Like, you're like, okay, I like you. Because I don't give a fuck if you don't match what I want. You know, like,
that's true, because I've definitely dated guys, quote, opposite of my type. Typically, I go for guys who are heavily tattooed. I've dated guys with zero tattoos. Mm-hmm. Go for guys who are tall. I've gone for guys who are shorter. I usually go for white guys. I've gone for Mexican, all different Hispanics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I think that a lot of people do kind of, when I tell them what my, quote, type is, they look at me sideways.
They think you're anti-black or you're this. Yeah. It's like, no, trust me.
At the same time, I get a lot of people tell me, oh, you, quote, act white. A lot of people tell me that. I
fucking hate that.
Which I don't understand how that, what the fuck that means. I've never understood. But it's like, it's, if you, even though on this podcast, I'd be talking like, ghetto sometimes, but if you speak like you have some fucking knowledge or some fucking education, that's, quote, acting white.
But the thing that I don't fucking get is there's hell, like, you, like, we grew up in fucking different states too. Yeah. Like, we're not all gonna have the same accent, you know, like, there's people that grow up in the fucking South or even back East or Midwest and they sound quote unquote ghetto, but they're fucking smart as fuck. They can have a PhD.
Yeah.
And just because of how they talk, if, oh, you're ghetto, you're this. And it's like, no, you just have a fucking stereotype in your head. And because that person matches a stereotype, you assume that. And it does not, like, no. Like, just because I grew up here in Arizona, yeah, I'm from Detroit, but I grew up in Arizona. I have a certain accent. I don't have a back Midwestern accent. Like, I didn't grow up around those, like,
those kind of people.
Yeah, so I'm not going to pick up on that twang,
you
know?
People in Detroit have accents?
Yeah, you could hear it. When my cousin comes, like, you could hear her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, it's just, like, it's so frustrating because it's just, like, I don't even know. It's just, it's a lot. And I don't understand why people can't just understand that, like, just because, you know, said person acts a certain way or dresses a certain way, or because someone is alternative and, oh, you're black, you need to wear Jordans and Nikes, or like give into the stereotype, just because I don't match that stereotype does not make me any less of who I am. Like, I walk down the street, people still see that I'm black. People still see that, oh, she has nappy hair or whatever the case may be. That does not take away from who I am.
And that could be the same thing with even gender.
Exactly.
Because I think, like, if you were to look at me, I guess I am, like, usually I'm wearing, like, Vans, jeans, and a graphic tee.
Yeah.
that could be, quote, tomboy or whatever, yeah. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that comes based on my sexuality or just who the fuck I am. Like, where I, even though it's not California, like, I still consider, I still low-key consider Arizona, like, West Coast a little bit. Like, even though we're, like, Southwest.
Yeah.
But we do have that same, like, West Coast, like, Vans, Chucks, like, type of, you know what I mean? Like, in middle school, I used to fucking skateboard.
Yeah.
Before I started cheerleading, and then I turned girly, and now I'm back to my fucking emo ways, but whatever. So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Even on that level, like, you know, it's like, oh, why are you, you know, a lot of people think I'm, like, masculine or whatever the fuck. But it's
they
like,
act like fucking, like, you can't be fucking androgynous, you know? Like, true. Prince existed. He was, who knows, he might have been pansexual or bisexual, whatever he was, but yeah. He... pooled, and I'm pretty sure his sex life was amazing. Like, probably. I can only imagine.
Oh, man. He probably but got like, orgies and all that.
Yeah, but just because of how he dressed didn't mean that he wasn't a heterosexual male. David Bowie, he was hella androgynous. Doesn't fucking matter.
But he was married to a Iman. Fuck, what's her last name? I don't remember.
Supermodel? Yes.
Iman.
And it's like. He could still heterosexual.
Look,
so it's like,
he's a androgynous man in a biracial relationship.
Biracial heterosexual relationship. Yeah, like exactly. There's so much going on.
And I love it. I thrive on like people who are different. I notice like even with my friends, like none of my friends are alike.
Yeah.
Like none of them are alike, and I fucking love that.
Yeah, it's fun. Like,
yeah.
I growing up, I never wanted to, especially being exposed to certain like, growing up around like raving and like seeing how people were able to freely express themselves and having gay uncles and seeing how they didn't care and like growing up around drag queens, that really exposed me to a lot of different stuff, and mm-hmm. I always. Like, realize that I never wanted to fit into a specific mold. Yeah, I may dress, like, fucking very basic at days, but then there's days where I'm like, no. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm gonna dress how I want to. If it makes people uncomfortable, that's fine. They're gonna be comfortable in how they choose to dress, but that's not what I want. I don't ever want to feel, like, too normal. And if I start to feel too normal, I need a bitch, I cut off all my hair because I was like, I don't like this. Like, yeah. I don't like starting to feel like I'm trapping myself into a set idea of what society wants. And yeah. When I start to feel that way, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And, like, I do get comfortable with how I dress. And, like, I like changing it up and stepping out of my comfort zone. But at the same time, I might be normal to some people. But to me, like, I feel like I'm different.
Yeah. No, I'd say I'm definitely the same way, and it's, like, I always, like, it's, like, I have to be different,
yeah.
But then it's, like, I come to realize, you know, certain people like to fucking bite my style and copy what I do, so it's just, like, you're not always gonna be very unique, whatever,
oh, no.
You know, so
but
I have
as
to
long
get
as,
rid of, used to that.
Yeah, as long as you feel comfortable with how you feel,
yeah.
And lately I've been, like, it's really been bothering me, because I am very, you know, body modifications, like, you
yeah.
Like them, like yeah. I like them too, and like my final form, how I see myself with fake titties, a bunch of tattoos, piercings, like
yeah,
you know, that's just what I see, and like I've been struggling a lot with my self image because I don't see myself.
I fucking am the
how
same way.
I
in your mind,
yes,
yes,
like I know what I'm supposed to look. I know not, yeah, I know what I'm supposed to look like. Like I know what I want to look like.
No, that's true because there's. I, like, the other day, I was looking at myself in the mirror, and it's, like, I didn't even, like, I know that's me, but it isn't even, like, I could have walked past a mirror and think that was someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just not how I, in my head, I think I look.
Yeah.
Or I'm supposed to look. Because I'm yeah. the same way. My whole body should be fake by
yes.
now. I should be, well, I'm struggling, I'm having an internal struggle with tattoos. Because
okay.
I feel like I want to come off as very, like, I don't know. To where I can conform to any side.
Oh,
you feel
okay,
me?
Yeah.
And so I feel like if I'm heavily, like, I'm struggling with getting more face tattoos.
Yeah.
But, which I could always cover with makeup, but my true pure self, like, I want to be able to conform with the people who are, quote,
You want to be a chameleon.
You
yeah. don't ever want to feel like you've
I'm stuck
done
in a category.
Too much. Yeah, where
yeah.
you are stuck.
Exactly.
And that's cool as fuck. I just know, like, I've always seen myself heavily tattooed.
No, same.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm, like, I struggling. Want, struggling. But I'm, like, I could always cover it with makeup, so yeah. Fuck it. But I do want to be, because I'm like, fuck, like, who the fuck is ever going to want to take me home to their parents if I have all these fucking tattoos on my face? Like, even now I got all these piercings and fucking, I got 2 tattoos on my face and my nails and shit. I'm like, who the fuck is ever going to want to take me home to their parents?
But you know what's crazy? Okay, so
I even never, though I have already.
Yeah.
Looking the way I do now, but still.
I've never really talked about this, but growing up in 4th grade, I had a best friend. His name was Mike Gonzalez, but with an S.
Okay.
He was my fucking...
2 S's?
No, just Z-S, yeah.
Okay.
So he was, like, my best friend. And what made me realize is because I always used to have this idea, and even after, like, I lost contact with him, I still struggled with, like, needing to feel normal and, like, fitting society's, like...
Norms.
Yes. Very alternative family.
Mm-hmm.
The mom had stretched ears. She was fully covered in tattoos, piercings. They're...
Dope.
Very, like, goth and, like, yes, he had yeah. a mohawk, like, and I was in the 4th grade, and I would go spend the night over there, like,
oh, dope.
Yeah, like, that was my fucking best friend, like,
yeah.
best friend, and the dad used to smoke weed, he would always be like, you guys need to go outside right now and go up into the room, but I smelt it, so I knew yeah, what it was, yeah. but it was just so cool, like, going over there, and even though I didn't fit how they dressed, and, you know, like, yeah. I felt so welcomed and never yeah. judged, and, like, that always put in the back of my mind, like, regardless of how I appear,
mm-hmm.
like, I know that there's going to be a family out there that's going to accept me, and there's always going to be someone out there that accepts me.
You know, and that's true. I'm talking shit, because I have this same amount of fucking tattoos, and I have one more piercing,
yeah.
but I've looked pretty much the same when I was over at the last person's mm-hmm. family, and they were fucking so nice, and I actually liked them, and I was like,
what's going on?
Like, because before, like, I've been around family, and I was like, I didn't like the fucking sister, like, she's a bitch, or the fucking mom is weird, or I was, like, paranoid the mom didn't like me, yeah. whatever, but, like, in this situation, like, everyone was, like, super fucking cool, so, I don't know, I think I'm tripping, but, like, still, at the same time, like,
no, fuck. There's that, even, like, okay, so with my mother-in-law, that's why I hesitate getting tattoos, because she's very anti, like, any
yeah,
of that. Like,
yeah.
Alex has, she only knows about the one tattoo because he has one on the back of his arm. Uh-huh. And even then, she was sort of like, what the fuck? But yeah. he has tattoos on his leg. So he has 666 with a smiley face. And uh-huh. then he has upside down cross.
Uh-huh.
So he doesn't wear shorts around his mom because he's scared of her seeing them being like, you're into this and you're into that, you know, like.
Going crazy.
And so, like, I want to black out one of my arms. Like, I've been wanting to do that. So, like. I'm scared to just, one day, she sees me, she's like, what the fuck did you do to your arm, you know? And,
yeah.
like, traditional Hispanic families, they can be very judgmental about that, so it's a struggle. But I'm like, fuck it, it's my body, I'm paying for it, I want to look how I want to look, and if you don't like it, too, oh well.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. We're back, guys.
Hey.
I had a moment. There.
I think you're still having a moment.
Yes, bitch, I'm about to cry. Okay, so, which is on our topic.
Okay.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
Okay. I've always liked Aaron Carter ever since I was little. So, do you remember that episode of Lizzie McGuire where he was on there and he's like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
I know.
So, and he's been in the news recently for yes. some crazy shit about his whatever. So, I, like, re-fell in love with him lately. I was watching his No Jumper interview, and he's a little out there, but, like, I understand him.
Well, you know what I mean? He suffers with mental illnesses, too, so that affects a lot.
But it's, like, I just, like, feel like he's misunderstood
mm-hmm.
and doesn't know, like, no, he knows, like, what the fuck he's, you know what I mean? I just feel like he's been so discredited that people are automatically, like, saying this and saying that about him, you know?
Cancel culture.
Yeah, which we're going to talk about next.
Yes.
Sorry, people are calling me. And anyway, so right now he's on. I was watching his IG live, and he's getting his face tattooed, and he was playing Little Peep, like, back to back in the background. And if you know me, I, like, fucking, I'm obsessed with Little Peep. I have 1, 2, 3, like, 4 tattoos, like, loosely dedicated, Well, one of them is, like, fully dedicated to him. But the other three are, like, loosely dedicated to him. And I'm about to get a... I want to get a portrait of him and then, like, one other thing. And then I think I'm done with that. But I, like, love Little Peep. Like, yeah, it's crazy. I got, like, all kinds of vinyls and shit. Anyways, yeah, so I was having a moment there with that. But cancel... Or read the tweet. Malaysia was... During the break, found a tweet that she wanted to read aloud.
Oh, it has nothing to do with... Oh, yeah, it does. Okay, so this is a separate tweet. I'm going to read
it. No, I know, but I was just saying transition.
Let me... Actually, I still need to find it, so...
Okay, we're back again.
I found the tweet.
Okay, what's the tweet?
Okay, so I follow this ex-sex worker, I want to say, sex worker, maybe. Mm-hmm. And... It was about an article about, or she was highlighting certain lyrics of Meg Thee Stallion's freestyle.
Okay.
And how she wrote an article in, let me see, it's called Bitch Media, and it's about how, let me just give you a little, like, sentence from the article, just so you have a background of where she's coming from.
Okay.
So it says, if you're going to imitate and glorify ho shit from the outside and feel empowered by telling men you won't breathe in their direction unless they cast you out, unpack your internalized misogyny and whorephobia. So she was just highlighting how Meg Thee Stallion, in certain lyrics, like, she's benefiting from a lot of
sex work mentality.
Yes. But then she goes to say, oh, I'm not a prostitute. So she was talking about that, and then someone tried coming at her sideways. So then she had to put them in check, and she was, because they were trying to say, oh, you listen to Chris Brown, you listen to all these artists, and, you know, that's, they're misogynistic, you know, all that shit.
Of course.
And so she said, if you have no interest in highlighting how artists contribute to or are directly responsible for violence, that's fine. If you have no interest in conversations that acknowledge artists are trash and their music bangs, that's fine. So... I like how she said, like, especially with the whole cancel culture that's going on, like, oh, this person did this, like, not gonna listen to the music.
Mm-hmm.
You can still acknowledge what they did, that they're a shit person, and that, you know, that they're horrible for what they did, but you can also acknowledge that, yeah, they make good music, but that doesn't change that they're a fucking piece of shit, and that, you know, like...
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, they deserve everything that's... coming their way negatively.
Yeah.
Not negatively, but yeah, you know what I mean.
I get that. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really been, like, on... The only time I'm, like, pro-cancel culture is, like, with the Bang energy drink and their supporting of Donald Trump or SoulCycle, and there's, like, another one that's attached to it. They're supporting of Trump. That's the only time where I'm, like, fuck yeah, cancel culture all the way. But other than that, I'm, like...
There's certain, it depends on the situation, I feel like. For me personally, like, I love where she's coming from, but when it comes to that, like, I still have my certain things where I'm like, I can't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, despite, like, I can, yeah, you may have good music, and yes, I might have liked you in the past, but, like, moving forward, I can't, like, I just can't, just because who you are and what you represent and you doing certain things or saying certain things, like, I just can't associate myself with that, and, like,
I get it.
You know, like,
so with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I won't buy or download or listen to any of his new music, but the shit that I have on my phone now, like,
I had to delete it.
Really? Like, because, I thought, like, maybe I should, but, like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's only, like, fucking, like, three songs.
Yeah. No, he made good songs, but, like, it's just, like, when they were breaking down a lot of the lyrics... And, like, seeing how it correlated to the shit that he did, that really didn't settle well with me. And so it's, like, it's hard to sing along and, like, jam to these songs when you hear, like...
It depends on the artist for me, whether or not I'm actually, like, listening to the lyrics. Sometimes it's just, like, the beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
it's
that's
just catchy,
it.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, someone, like, fucking Little Peep or Ghost Man or whatever, like, I break down the... Like, I know the lyrics, I break them down, and I, like, know the meaning.
Yeah.
As much as I can interpret the meaning or whatever. So, I guess it's... I don't know. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
It is different. And it's fucking hard, because, like, you fucking never know nowadays. And it's just...
Even that's how low-key a little worried about, like, making the podcast. Because I was like, I don't want someone to, like... pull up some shit or, like, you know, like, because I, and I know that there are going to be people that do that. And, but, like, my whole mindset is, like, how I see it, I was young at one point. Like, I know I said some stupid shit. Like, I know at one point in my life I wasn't educated enough on certain topics.
Absolutely.
And so, like, you, yeah, you might come across some shit that I said that was fucking ignorant as fuck. And I will take full ownership, but however, moving forward, like, I know I'm going to offend people. I can't please everyone. I'm not well educated still on a lot of stuff. Like, I'm still learning to this day. But I, if you come to me and say, hey, you know, like, I noticed you said this, and I just want you to know you need to research this, or maybe you should do, like, you don't even need to give me specific, you know, like, I don't expect you to give me the education, but just say, hey, like, you should look more into this, like, you should educate yourself more on this, like, I will gladly do that, and I will take full ownership.
Yeah.
However, like, don't automatically be like, oh, you're canceled, like, you know, like... Yeah.
Well, this is the thing, though, like, the way that I've always been ahead of that is I expose myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to the point, like, I'm probably, there's some dumbass tweets of mine, but other than that, like, eh, like, I kind of expose myself with everything that I've done, so there's really nothing.
You've always been, like, sort of transparent.
Always been transparent, so there's really nothing for anybody to come out my neck for.
Same. I feel like I've always used to just talk shit to people.
Yeah, now I don't talk shit to behind people's backs and say it to your face.
No, that's the thing is, like, the people knew I was saying, like, it was directed to them. Like, I just used to, like, threaten people a lot. That's the only thing that...
Yeah.
I was very violent, let me say. So
okay, same,
people could probably hold that against me. I might
say some stupid shit. I mean, shit. I used to be very physically violent, maybe now more verbally violent a little bit. No, not even because most... Now I'm like... bitch, whatever, and I walk away.
Same.
But I still, if you push me to that point, I could definitely still be violent. Like, I'm fire sign. I was looking at my chart. A lot of my shit is in Aries, bitch. A lot.
I know. I compare our charts.
Like, okay, it was like a lot of shit. Like, my fucking Mercury is in Aries. Fucking my Venus is in Aries.
You were just born at the perfect time, right?
It's just Aries. It was like Aries, Cancer, Aries, Sagittarius, Aries. Yeah, because I was reading through the fucking app, and I was like, damn, like, I'm truly, like, a fire sign through and through, so, like, I'm a hot-headed ass bitch. Fuck with me if you want to.
Okay,
you
know? So I am a Capricorn, Libra rising, and a Capricorn moon. I wanted to say something, though. Oh, my chart. That's only before. My chart. Hold on. Okay. So, I'm a Libra ascendant Sagittarius. Wait. Sorry. Restart over. So, my sun is in Capricorn. My moon is in Capricorn. I'm an ascendant in Libra. Mercury in Capricorn. Venus in Pisces. Mars in Aquarius. Jupiter in Capricorn. Saturn in Pisces. Uranus in Aquarius. Neptune in Capricorn. Pluto and Sagittarius. Okay,
You know you could just look at the chart, right?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
I know, but I like this.
Oh, okay. But, so see, same thing with you. A lot of your shit is in Capricorn. The majority of your chart is in Capricorn.
It explains why I'm emotional, though, with the Pisces. Fuck.
Well, same. Fucking, my motherfucking moon is in in Cancer.
Girl.
That's why I'm like a fucking little bitch sometimes. But anyways, the majority of my shit is in Aries. Dude, my sun, Mercury, Saturn, and Mars are all in Aries. Like, what?
Girl?
My ascendant is Virgo, my Pluto, Sagittarius, my Neptune, Uranus, and Venus are all in Aquarius, Jupiter's Pisces, and my bitch-ass moon is in Cancer. So, like, the moon rules your emotions, moods, and feelings. And because my shit's in Cancer, that means meaning your emotional self is sensitive, thoughtful, empathetic. You have a tendency to feel like you're a myrtle and secretly fear being abandoned by those you love. And that's the thing. I always said, like, I don't have daddy issues, but I have abandonment issues like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure. And that's why I'm a little fucking whiny bitch sometimes. Because I have a water sign in my moon sign. That's just, like, just getting fucked in the ass.
Okay, so my moon is in Capricorn. So it says that I crave guidance and comfort of a teacher or parent. However, I notice not necessarily my parents, because fuck them.
Yeah.
However, I do tend to, when I get attached to people, I tend to look for them for guidance. Like how I was talking to you earlier, like,
yeah.
Help me. Like, what do I do? So, like, that sort of explains, because I don't have a lot of friends, but the friends that I do have, I get fucking attached.
I don't have friends either.
Maybe. I have attachment issues.
You know what I do too, maybe I think I have attachment issues. No, I do. You know what?
I'm controlling.
I do because I'm like, damn, like, why don't my friends want to hang out with me more? Like, is there something wrong with me? I was thinking that earlier.
You start to overanalyze. See,
yeah.
I get, my thing is, like, I'm very controlling, so when I really like you and you're, like, my friend, I don't like knowing that you hang out with other people. That shit bothers me.
Really? I'm sorry.
It's fine. No, because I do get jealous sometimes of, like, with your other friend, because I know you guys are, like, really good friends, but I'm like...
Which one?
Desiree? Yeah. And I'm like, why isn't she, like, with me? Like, I should be there. Like, I know it's me. Yeah. You but know, then I'm like, dude, like, calm down. Realize, like...
You know what? No, I'm the same way. Well, in relationships, it's different.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my God. What the fuck is... Hold on. I'm sorry. I have to look this up because this shit sent me... It sent me. Hold on. Let me find this shit real quick. Because I think it's my Venus.
Oh.
Okay. My Venus is in Aquarius. And the Venus determines how you love, right?
Uh-huh.
Express affection. Qualities you're attracted to. So your Venus is in Aquarius, meaning your romantic side is unconventional, intellectual, and somewhat detached. Bitch. Do you remember when we were talking the other episode about how people... I've noticed people that I am with, they think I'm not in it or I don't like them.
Yeah.
And it literally said that one with my Venus. And I was like, bitch, what? Because, and refresher if you didn't hear that episode, like, Bridge, I remember one time he's like, well, I didn't think you liked me. And I was like, motherfucker, I've been dealing with you for 2 years. What the fuck do you mean you don't think I like you?
Yeah.
What the fuck? And then with the last one, me and you and even my mom, even before we even started a problem occurred,
mm-hmm.
she thought that, like, maybe, it was just, like, a thing that maybe he thought I wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm.
And but to me, in my head.
You're, like, fully, like, I'm like on board, like, let's go,
like, everything.
And then you get confused when you're, like. The person's like, oh, I didn't know. And you're like, dude, you should have known.
And it says that, but, like, I'm honestly, like, trying to analyze my actions. And I'm like, but it shows. But then I was like, oh, you know, there's sometimes where I don't text back for, like, hours. And they text me, like, 3 times. And I look at it and I still don't text back.
But you know, it's because you don't see the issue with it. Because, you know, like, it doesn't bother you.
Well, see, with text messaging, period.
Yeah.
I have a fucking problem. Like, I got, let's see how many unread text messages I have right now. I have,
I wonder how many I have.
605.
Oh, fuck. I got 2.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I have 25 missed calls, though.
I have 71 missed calls.
Okay.
So, you know, I think I have, like, a little bit of, but this is the thing, though.
That's good.
I fucking hate.
605.
Yeah, I have 605 unread text messages.
Okay.
Anyways. I fucking hate texting, low-key, I realize. Like, there's only certain people I, like, actually like to text. Well, but other than that, it's like, because everyone who texts me, they want something. So I'm like, just fucking call me and get it over with. Like, I don't want to go with the back and forth type shit. Just fucking call me.
You know what I noticed?
What?
I can see where people think you're not interested. Because even when I text you, like, I'll be really excited about something.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, okay, cool.
Damn, for real.
Yeah, and I'll be LOL, LMAO, and you're just like, yeah, that's good. And I'm just like, wait, like, is she excited? But then when I talk to you and I see you're like, yeah, like, I love, and I'm just like, wait.
What's
going on?
For me, I don't know how to interpret
you're just
emotions
very,
through text message.
You're just very straightforward. It's like, I'm going to text you, like, you're getting my response, that's it. Like, you're lucky I'm texting you back pretty much.
Okay.
And to me, I'm like, I hardly text people, so when I do text and I'm, like, actually excited, I'm like, do they know I'm excited? Like,
it depends, you know what I mean? You know what, usually in the beginning of a relationship, I'm like, yes, like, let's text fucking all day, emojis, gifts, all that shit. And then after a while, I'm like, dude, just fucking call me. Like, what the fuck do you want? Like, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. Like, let's just have a call, a minute conversation. You say what the fuck you need to say. I say my rebuttal and get it over with. Like, literally. I'm just, like, not that... I don't know. Sorry, my fucking
See, heart. I was telling you about, like, the episode, and you just said, cool. And damn. I was, like, expecting more. That's all I was like.
For real?
But I could see where, like, I'm used to it now, you know? Like, it doesn't bother me. But, like, I could see, because I know how you are.
Yeah.
But, like, I could see where, like, if you're in a new relationship and you start to do that, they're going to be like, wait, is she even interested? And, yeah. Like.
I'm just like a. No, because then it could be the flip where I'm, like, hella expressive over text message. But then when I get face-to-face with you, I shut down.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, I get nervous. And yeah. Sometimes in front,
it just depends.
I don't make sense. Conclusion of the fucking.
She's everywhere.
I just.
But nowhere at the same time.
The bitch, that's what the fuck I'm saying. Like, just fucking balls to the wall. Exactly. Like. I just want to know, my biggest mystery in life right now is what the fuck is going to happen next.
Who knows? Girl, I'm trying to make it. I feel like I'm making it minute by minute, second by second. Like, that's literally how I'm just, like, trying to just.
No, honestly.
And it's not even a bad thing. It's just, like, I'm tired of, like. How can I say? Like, I don't want to set up certain expectations. I just want to fucking do it and just get where I want to be and that be that. Like,
this is the thing, though. I have this set view. This, when I close my eyes and envision what my life is and the people who are in my life, I have it set a certain way. And some of those people are not even in my life right now. And I'm, like, usually before, it's, like, I'm able to alter my outlook on life based on who's in my life. And I'm, like, all right, that person's out, whatever. But there's a certain person who is not escaping that picture in my brain. And, like I've said before, I'm definitely a fuck you type of bitch. You fuck me over, it's fuck you for life.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I'm trying to figure out why...
You can't let that this or alter it now.
Alter my view. Because for me, it's like, the scene's been the same. The house has been the same. But the people that I'm with in the house or at this party with, alter.
Yeah.
But the party's still the same. The scene is still the same. Well, those people at this party are consistent. So I'm like, is the universe trying to tell me something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you found your people.
But some of these people are not even in the mix right now.
Yeah, so it's
weird.
So
what the fuck does that mean? Like, what you trying to... I'm scratching my head. What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, you know, the universe has been throwing some weird shit at me about some people from the past, a couple people from the past. I'm just like, bitch.
What's going on?
I don't want this messy shit.
Yeah.
I need...
consistency.
For real. For real. So, I'm just, like, really not understanding the life right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I never understand life.
Oh, same.
But especially right the fuck now.
You're just in LA.
I'm...
Bishwe.
I'm taking it day by day. Because I literally... As of right now, like, having a job, you have a schedule. I don't have a job. I don't have a schedule. I don't know what the fuck life is. I don't, like, even when you said, you asked, like, let's record on Tuesday, I was like, I honestly have no fucking clue, because I don't even know what the fuck my life is like right now, which is fun, but scary, because I'm definitely a person, like, I thrive off of a routine.
Yeah.
Like, I need a routine, I like consistency.
See, I want to have a routine where I get to do what I want and what I need to do without having to... Have other people or another company control that. Like,
I feel it.
I don't want to have to work around their schedule. I want to work around my schedule.
I feel it.
That's my goal.
I feel it. I'm the same way.
You know?
I'm really having some internal battles right now.
Yeah.
With my sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
With my outlook on life. With relationships. Literally, with in financially, career-wise, I'm just having a fucking severe battle with myself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm, like, going in between, like...
Everything.
Resorting to the old mentality.
But you don't want to.
No. But then it's, like, sometimes when I do resort to that old mentality, it doesn't end up working out any fucking way.
Yeah.
So I'm, so like, okay, like... is that the universe's, like, sign to tell me, like, bitch, don't even try to do it. You know what I mean?
Because you already know what the outcome is going to be.
See, that's what I'm trying to, you know, keep that, like, manifest, that positive, like,
I know. Girl, yes. No, we're going to do that because I see myself trying to, and I was like, nope. I checked myself real quick, and I started singing to myself, and I was like, positivity, we gonna be positive, like, nope, we don't need that energy, like, we are not giving into it, because haven't you noticed anytime you start to peak, there's always that one thing that wants to just throw you off track, and it's like, no, like, I'm sorry, but, like, I'm not gonna allow anyone to fuck up what I want and where I want to be or anyone around me. Like, you, our podcast, my home life, like, no one is gonna fuck that up for me. I know where I'm gonna be. I know where I want the people around me to be. And if they're telling me where they want to be, I'm gonna make sure that they get there, and I'll be damned if anything fucks that up.
I feel you. And that's why I started this podcast the first time back in December, which is almost damn near a year ago.
Yeah.
With someone else, but I always had this vision of the podcast, and I kept pushing it and pushing it. I was like, nah, like, this is it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm telling, like, this is really fucking it.
Yeah.
And look, now we're fucking doing it, and it feels good, because it's like, you know, people are like, oh, you listen to the podcast? Like, within my personal life, I'm like, oh, damn, you listen to the podcast? Yeah. Like, how'd you find out about it? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Which is, it's dope, and it's a great feeling. It's also scary, because I'm, like, putting myself out there for people to judge me and
But you know what? That's fine. Because at the end of the day, how I see it, it's like...
People judge me any fucking way.
Exactly. You're going to judge me whether I am...
sitting on the couch eating a bag of potatoes or on the fucking big screen.
Exactly. And how I see it, I rather...
Did I say a bag of potatoes?
Yes.
I meant potato chips.
Whatever. But I always tell myself, and this is a constant reminder, I rather cry in a Range Rover. So, you can judge me all you want, and you might hurt my feelings, but at the end of the day, if I'm crying in a Range Rover, like, that just goes to show
where I'm at. I'd rather be wiping my fucking eyes with dollar bills in a Range Rover than crying in a fucking shack.
Exactly. So, it's like...
I don't know what the fuck happened.
It just cut out.
I don't even know where we were stopping at, but crying...
in expensive luxury cars.
Rather than crying in a shack. And that's what I was saying.
How I see it is, like, you guys might think, whoever listens to this, you guys might think we're unrealistic, and that's fine.
That's your small-minded mentality.
If you want to be that way, that's fine. However, I have a billion-dollar mentality, and I'm going to achieve it.
Same. Motherfucking same.
Judge me all you want. That's fine, but mark my words, you are going to listen to this episode, and if I have to replay it in the future, I will. And you are going to see.
We are about to be fucking popping on and popping. But no, this is what I always tell people. There has to be a CEO, and there has to be an employee. Like, there has to be someone that is a fucking janitor, a custodian, or whatever, make a minimum wage. Someone works at McDonald's, like... Not everyone can be a CEO, mm-hmm. and I understand that, but listen, I'm gonna be the fucking CEO.
Yes.
Not of no small shit corporation of some big shit, you know what I mean? And I've always had, and honestly, it ties again to my fucking childhood. Growing up, people asked me, what did you want to be when you grew up? I never had a fucking answer. I always said a princess. I never had a fucking answer. I've never had a desire to go to college and to go do anything.
I have no interest in going to school at all. And I literally said that on my way over here. I was like, I'm never going to college.
No,
like,
never.
I finally came to terms. Like, I always talk about, I want to go back to school. Because when you're having, like, small talk with people, like, especially older people, you feel the need to say what they want to hear so you don't have to be fucking judged or scrutinized for it. Yeah. But, like, honestly, I don't care. Like, I'm never going to college. I already know that. Yep. I don't plan on going to college ever. Mm-hmm. Like, And even when I tell people, when they're like, oh, what do you want to be? I'm like, I just want to be an entrepreneur. Like, I don't want one set.
I just want
to
be a billionaire. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
I want to be rich. When I grow up. Like, I don't want...
Not rich, wealthy.
Wealthy, yes. I want to be very wealthy. Within not just within, like, money-wise, within multiple things.
That's why I just need one. I just need a little... When they say... It takes money to make money, bitch. They ain't
just loan me a couple mil and I promise you we'll
bitch,
be good.
That is literally my mentality. Do you know I have so there, dude? I want to get into real estate, music, fucking
everything.
There's so many avenues that I want to get into, but I need money. I need money. That's it. But
you're starting
that exactly. That I already have a book halfway written. I need to finish it. Get that shit out. I have
yes.
so many fucking avenues of for revenue.
Yes.
I just need some money to do it.
Yes.
And I need to not have a job that's fucking taking up my time. You gotta be here clocking at this time, clocking
yeah.
out at this time. So that
See,
way I can do the things that I want in life.
One thing that I am grateful for is like I do work. I work two jobs.
I work zero, so she's picking up the slack for
yes,
me.
Yes, I'm working for Erica right now. Don't worry about it. I like that I don't work a conventional job. Both of my jobs aren't conventional, which
yeah.
I like because I feel like I am able to handle this.
Yeah.
And even though sometimes I know, like, I'm like, Erica, can we just reschedule? Because
yeah.
I'm fucking tired. But, like, I'm exhausted, but it's not an exhaustion in a bad way. Like, I love the feeling because I feel like I'm actually working towards something that I want.
See, and that's my thing where it's like, I feel like with all these jobs, I come home exhausted for nothing.
Yeah.
I have no satisfaction at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, and that's what I've, like, and people, like, fuck, not even to bring people into it, but just within my own self, like, telling myself, like, oh, you're just trying to do the most, like, you know, but, like, I sincerely am okay with this exhaustion that I feel, because I'm not, like, mentally exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I might be physically exhausted, but, like, my, like, I want to keep doing more, and that's
yeah.
what's, like, crazy, because I feel like I don't have enough time to do more. Like, I want to work these two jobs. I want to do the podcast, but I still want to do so, like, if I could work five jobs right now, I probably would, just because I feel like I'm achieving.
Well, see, the thing is, I want to work five jobs, but I want to own
yeah.
those five jobs.
But
for
right
for.
Now, I know that, like, I have to work to just get my step ahead.
See, and that was my mentality, too. I was just like, I'm going to have this job for a little bit. It's
yeah.
it's just something to pay my bills so I can do what the fuck I want. So I don't need this job to pay my bills. My bills will be paid for. I don't
yeah.
even need to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's always been my mentality.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
you know what inspires me is the owner from my second job.
Mm-hmm.
They are like badass.
Really?
Yes. Just because seeing how they started something from the ground up, and even though it's still small, it still brings in so much revenue to where they can afford dropping hundreds of thousand dollars, like nothing,
yeah.
you know, back into their business. And because they already know that they're going to get that back within a matter of time.
Yeah.
And just seeing how, like, being able to connect with that person and having such a close relationship with that person, it makes me realize that I can achieve that. And that's, like, I can go down that same route. And, like, that could be one of my business ventures, you know? And,
yeah.
like...
Well, like, that's the thing. I like... Well, for me, I like building something from the ground up. But honestly, I'm gonna be honest, I like shit that's already well established.
Yeah, so you don't
that's
have to do
why
that.
I like... I want to get into, like, different franchises. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's still building your way up.
Yeah.
But it's already a well-known name, something
yes.
an established name.
Yeah.
So there's a couple franchises I kind of want to get into, or investing, shit like that.
Yeah. That's smart. I never thought about that.
I just need fucking money.
Yes.
Okay? Like, that's literally the bottom line. I just need money. And everyone says this. And, you know, Kylie Jenner. People,
hey, props to her, though.
People, like, talk shit about her that she's not self-made. I disagree. This is why I...
She flipped. She didn't even flip. She, like...
But this is why I disagree on that. She, yes, had money to start this makeup company, But she did it herself. These are, you know, things she created with whatever people that she paid.
But she chose to go those routes. She could have easily kept that money and kept it how it was.
Yeah.
But she said, no, I'm going to use my money and I'm going to use it to my advantage and start these things that she's very well, like, passionate about.
Yeah.
And she turned it into something that...
$1 billion fucking...
Yes. Which I applaud her.
Exactly. But this is the same thing. You take... Me, for example, I go into a bank and I ask them for a loan. I start a makeup company and I become a fucking billionaire off of that, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the same fucking thing. It's just because her name is Kylie Jenner. It's attached to it. But it's the same fucking...
But she could have easily been forgotten if she didn't go the route that she did. She could have easily just been...
Lived a very comfortable life.
She's Kim Kardashian's younger sister. That's yeah. it. She made sure that she turned her name into a brand.
Exactly.
She branded herself.
Exactly.
You can't be mad at that.
I'm not mad at her at all.
Like, if I was in the same position, I would do the same fucking exact thing. She's smart.
Very fucking smart.
She's a businesswoman, and she was raised by a businesswoman. And people try to even knock Kim Kardashian. Oh, she only got well known for her sex tape. Yeah, she seen that she had an opportunity to bank on it, and she's fucking smart because she set herself up. And she's not just known for that. She has fragrances. She has hair care products. She has fucking
hair care products.
Yeah, they have like straighteners, blow dryers, hairspray. Like her and her sisters.
Well, did they? All publicity is good publicity, whether it's good or bad. And
she went with it. She went with
honestly,
it, and that's fucking smart.
Honestly, they are... That whole family is fucking... They're all brilliant. Because if you look... Every single one of them has their own form of income. Mm-hmm. Outside of this... Not outside of the Kardashian brand. But outside of, like, the TV show and, like, the general whatever shit. Mm-hmm. Rob, he has his sock line in fucking... I think he has a clothing line, too.
Yeah, I think
Scott Disick, he flips houses. He got a TV show.
And he has his own clothing line, too.
And he has, a clothing line. Like, I'm just like, but it takes money. Did they have a little bit of an advantage because they already have a name where people watch and people are intrigued and, like, a cult following? Yes, they have that advantage.
If you think about it, there's also celebrities who had that name and had that title, but it went completely opposite. And now they're, like, fucking living regular, degular, shregular lives and not even talked about or known or forgot, you know? So it's like, it can go either way. They just chose to make it the best route for themselves and set themselves up and their families up and... Like I said, I can't hate on that. Mm-hmm. Are they problematic? Fuck yeah. But I still...
Am I problematic?
Fuck yeah. But I still support their hustle. And, like, I still support what the fuck that they do and continue to do just because that takes fucking a lot.
Yeah. I applaud them, dude.
Yeah.
I applaud everything they do.
There's so many fucking people that are badass that are out there fucking busting their ass. And, like, I give them all the credit. Like, I cannot hate...
And there's probably the same people doing the same thing that they're doing, but they're not getting enough credit because they don't have that well-known name.
Yeah.
And I get that.
They do deserve more credit, yes, but also don't try and take away what other people have and what they have because you can't compare the two. Everyone's situation is different, and just because, yes, you guys are in the same avenue doesn't mean that the outcome is going to be the same. And that's what you just need to learn to accept. You can't have the same... outcome as every single person.
Of
you know,
course.
Like, everything's gonna be different, so you just need to come to terms with it, and it's nothing wrong with that.
All right, well, I think we should probably wrap up this episode. It definitely took a different avenue than I thought we were gonna go in.
Yes,
which is good. I'm really hoping.
Can I read this tweet real quick?
Yes, read the tweet.
Okay,
it's a
I'm
different
sorry.
Tweet. Was that the funny? The
yes.
funny tweet. Okay.
And this is gonna be for all my parents out there.
I can't relate.
Yes, this is why I was funny, and I apologize, but this shit. It's fucking hilarious because I feel like I relate. So the tweet is, you can't let social media know you got kids for real. All of a sudden you be told, let me restart this. Sorry. You can't let social media know you got kids for real. All of a sudden you be too old for ordinary shit. A bitch will run into you at Chipotle and subtweet you an hour later. Like, niggas really out here getting double meat, but got a whole kid at home. Could never be me.
That's kind of funny.
But it's true as fuck, because I feel like so many people are like that. So, with that being said.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to say this one thing.
Yes.
I don't know if I should say their... I'm not going to say their names. Mm-hmm. So, there's this guy. Mm-hmm. He's a singer. Mm-hmm. I've known him for a very long time. He's starting to become well-known. Mm-hmm. He just announced he's having a baby. Mm. I was shocked. I was like, bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to feel about this, mm-hmm. whatever. Then and he posted a picture with the person he's having a kid with. They didn't look familiar, but I looked, tapped, and I was like, tapped on the name. I was like, damn, that name looks familiar. Mm-hmm. So I tapped on the name, brought up the girl's profile, and it's the ex-girlfriend of a rapper that I know very well.
No
and
way.
These two people have toured together.
Oh.
And he went and got... No, no, you know
his
what I mean?
Ex-girlfriend pregnant?
They've been, you know, they did, you know, it's been like a couple years.
But still. Something could have been happening during that time that they were on tour. Let's just say that. There's a possibility.
Well, No. They weren't on tour at the time that he was dating the girl, like, years before that.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, my point in bringing up they've been on tour together is, like, they've had a friendship.
Yeah. They know each other.
Yes. So I was just, like, I was taken back that he was even having a kid in general because, like, yeah, I get everyone can have kids, but, you know, you have this certain mentality of someone.
Yeah, and you don't expect them to break that.
Yeah. So it's, like, when people, like, do drugs and then they get clean and you look at them, like...
What the fuck? Why are you off drugs? I thought you were going to be a
drug addict for life. You know what I mean? I thought
so horrible.
Really committing to this lifestyle. And I know that's really
No, but
up.
I get it.
Yeah. I was just like, and I instantly went and texted my friend. I was like, I know you saw what the fuck I just saw on Instagram. That's all the fuck I said. And she's like, I know, bitch. I was shook. Like, didn't even have to mention what the fuck it was. Because both of us was like, bitch, what?
Yeah.
Messy. That's all I'm going to say. It's just fucking messy. And it was, I really hope you get tomorrow off so that we can record an episode at the party because I feel like that would be really fun.
Dude, that'd be
all of us
fucking
drunk
funny.
As shit and you'll hear a lot of people. So we're putting that into the universe. You're going to get the day off tomorrow.
Yes.
Because there's going to be a lot of characters there tomorrow.
All and I got to say is I'm fucking scared. Nope. I'm on my best behavior. I got my baby.
I'm never on my best behavior, so...
I just want Art to, be play. Around other kids, and play. Especially because he's closer in age with the baby, so, I feel like that's cool.
Because one is one and the other's four.
Yeah, and Art is a year and 9 months.
Oh, shit, he's almost 2.
Wait, is he 9 or 8 months? He's fucking 9, he's over 18 months, so whatever. I'm not one of those parents that tracks.
He's 22 months old.
22 months, 3 weeks, 1 hour, 5 seconds. Like, I don't have time for that, so my baby's a year and a half, that's all you gotta know.
So, anyways, alright guys, thank you for tuning into this episode.
Yes.
Like, share, rate, review, leave a comment. Share with your friends. Share with your side bitches, your main bitches.
You get the gist.
All right, guys. Have a good life.
Yes.